Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Felicia Hutchinson, date of birth 7/26/1963, date of procedure October 19, 2023. Physician is Dr. Yevgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician Tayaba Tariq. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies, cold snare polypectomy, and cold forceps polypectomy. Indication: screening for colon cancer, history of ulcerative colitis, diarrhea. Description: procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesions such as a malignancy. We'll explain to the patient. The patient was brought to endoscopy, so we placed in the left lateral position. Sedated as per anesthesia service and monitored anesthesia care period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum, advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the pulse period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. The terminal ileum was unable to be intubated period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Bowel preparation was suboptimal with the right side being scored a 1. Boston bowel prep score was 1-3-3 with a total of 7 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complication. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings. The right side of the colon had sticky, yellow, adherent stool, limiting some visualization of the mucosa. There was no evidence of large polyps or masses noted. Period. There were 2 diminutive cecal polyps that were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Random biopsies were obtained of the cecum ascending in one jar, the transverse colon in another jar, the descending colon in another jar, and the rectum in the last jar. Period. There was a diminutive transverse colon polyp that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. In the descending colon, there were 3 polyps that were removed. 2 were removed with cold snare polypectomy, and 1 was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Period. It is notable that the mucosa was pretty friable with biopsies, and delete the and, just put a period. Overall, I would say that the disease was Mayo 1, and it was mostly in the rectal area, period. Plan follow-up, biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend CT enterography to evaluate the TI given inability to intubate the terminal ileum, period. Recommend 1-year follow-up due to suboptimal prep on the right side with sticky adherent stool and the number of polyps noted. Next line. We'll need to plan for endoscopy when improves clinically from her bronchitis. This will likely need to be done in the hospital per anesthesia.